BBC Listen.
Yama, Rudy Ngaya, and this is Little Yarns, a podcast where we listen to the sounds of country and share some words in language. Today, we're heading to Welwyn Country in western New South Wales. It's country with wide open plains and a big river known as the Wombul River, surrounded by luscious wet marshlands. We're going to meet my Malia, my friend, Auntie Beth. She'll take us fishing by the river and share a very special Welwyn word with us. It's the name of a bird you might know from their laugh. They just love a good cackle up in the trees. Can you guess what it is? That's right. It's the Welwyn word for kookaburra. Yama, Auntie Beth.
Yama, Rudy.
Hi, Auntie Beth.
Yama, Auntie Beth.
Goobie-eye, kids. Come sit by the Warren with me. Warren means river in Welwyn. And this river is the Macquarie River, but we call it the Wombul River. Right now we're on the edge of Welwyn country. Some of our neighbours are Wiradjuri, Gamilaroi, Yuwalaroi and Nimba. This is my dad's country. As a kid, my family would come here in the warmer months for cotton picking season, and we would spend the rest of the year on my mother's country, Gamilaroi and Yuwalaroi.
This is a nice little corner of Welwyn country.
I can see lots of water.
I can see gum tree.
This is my favourite place to go. Sitting by the Wombul in the springtime, under the gum trees, listening to the animals rustling in the bushes and the birds singing.
My nan and pop was in front of a river. I actually learned how to swim though. It's fun in the river.
It would be cold around the river.
When the river is healthy, you can hear the water running, even at night, when you're falling asleep. If the frogs are croaking and the crickets are chirping, it means the land is healthy. Some people think gold is one of the most important things in the world, but to our people, it's the water. The old people say, when Mother Earth is healthy, the people are healthy and happy. And when all the birds sing together, it's like a choir singing one joyous song.
Now that's a familiar sound.
Sure is.
Kookaburra.
To kookaburra.
And that's the word I want to share with you today. The word for kookaburra in Welwyn is gugugara.
Gugugara. Gugugara.
Gugugara.
That's it, yes.
I love kookaburras. There's a couple that like to visit my mum and dad's house in the afternoon. Probably because my dad puts out little treats for them.
Yeah, I see them when I go on holidays.
Kookaburras laugh. It's funny.
Kookaburra is my totem.
That's deadly. Gugugara is very special. It's one of my dad's totems and a bird totem for this area. Sometimes people name birds by the way they look, but our people around here name the birds by the sound they make.
That's it. That's the sound of gugugara.
Exactly. In Welwyn, the kookaburra is called gugugara.
Gugugara.
But in the Wiradjuri, they say gugubara.
Gugubara.
Kookaburra.
And the Gamilaroi, they say gugurgaga.
We sure do. Sounds like he's telling you his name.
You can hear them. You can hear them say it.
Auntie Beth, do you speak all those languages?
Oh, I'm so honoured. I speak 7 Aboriginal languages and dialects, plus English too.
How did you learn so many?
I started when I was 5 and I just kept learning. I listened to the elders. And with the Welwyn, I found some recordings of some languages in our big libraries. And I also asked permission and worked with my elders.
Wow!
Now, let's get ready to go fishing. I'm hoping we'll catch some guia, some fish. This river has lots of gudu, which is the Murray cod, Do you go fishing much?
I've been fishing a couple of times, but I don't normally catch many fish.
That's unlucky, but that's okay. It's in the trying, and it's all fun on the river.
I've caught a crocodile.
What?
No!
I caught a fish and ate it.
Too deadly.
My brother catched the swordfish.
Oh, that sounds fun. I love fishing with family. Hear that?
Gugugawa.
That's it, yes. When I used to go fishing with my dada, my pop, he told me that when the gugugara laughs, that means there's no fish.
Look, he found a way.
We better follow.
Look, there's a gugugara up in the tree. Gugugara is nodding. That means this is the right place. Let's get fishing.
Yeah, let's go.
First we attach some bait to the fishing line and then we throw in a line. We just have to do one more thing.
What?
The old people taught me that when you go fishing, you throw some dagun, which means loose dirt, into the water and tell gugugara how many fish we want. When the dirt hits the water, the fish thinks it's food and they come up to the surface.
Deadly. They're pretty smart, those old people. How many fish should we ask for?
I only catch 10. 67 fish.
Now, let's not get too greedy. Let's ask for 5.
How?
To ask a gugugara, we yell out, Guyabirimara, which means 5 big fish. Can you say Guyabirimara?
Guyabirimara.
Guyabirimara.
And then throw in our fishing lines.
Oh, I think I've got one.
Yes.
And you've got one too.
I got one.
Woo-hoo. Quick, pull it in. Can you feel it on the end of the line? Keep pulling.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So many fish.
6 fish. Where are we going to put all these fish?
If there's too many fish, I'll just throw it back in the ocean.
Oh, wow, that is really respectful. Okay. What we always do is leave a fish for the gugugara to eat. That way he'll remember our smell for the next time.
Thanks, gugugara.
Thanks, gugugara.
Hear that song? That means the rain is coming. We'd better go so we don't get wet.
Oh, sounds like we don't have long. Anibeth, thank you so much for taking us fishing on the Wombul. And sharing the story of the gugugara with us.
No worries. Love sharing my dada's stories. Now, in Wawan, we don't say goodbye. We just say galai. Galai means we want to see you again. So, galai.
Galai.
Galai. Bye, Anibeth.
Bye, Anibeth.
Galai. See you next time, Anibeth. So cool learning all the tricks of the old people fishing in the Waren. Like throwing dirt in the water to attract fish. And, of course, asking for help from...
Gugugara.
Gugugara.
Yeah, Gugugara. That's kookaburra in Walwan language. He'll help you find those goya, those fish. But you better leave him one to eat too. Let's head back to Walwan country and visit Anibeth next week. I'll catch you then. Yalu! This little yarn was recorded on Gadigal, Wiradjuri and Walwan nations, featuring the real sounds of Walwan country. Thanks to our guest Anibeth Wright and all the Deadly Kids on today's episode. And thanks to Wurrunwidgee Arts for their help finding some sounds of country. For more awesome yarns, go to the Kids tab, free on ABC Listen.